Whoever creates money controls it. The Jewish financial network has created money in the English-speaking world for two centuries. In 1694, the Bank of England was established. Among its influential shareholders were Sephardic Jews, who represented the practice and continuity of Jewish money lending. By 1815, with the Battle of Waterloo, the Rothschilds gained dominant control. It was the original Federal Reserve. Same Jewish proprietorship, same swindle. Both today are safely in Jewish hands. They had a secret. They knew that the world was becoming corporate, like the East India Tea Company, and industrialized. They knew that such a world cannot exist without government fiat money. They knew that bullion and private bank money were not enough. Such an expanding economy needed more money to survive on than just commodity money or local currency. Other people didn't know this, and most people still do not know this secret of successful money. But the Jews know it, and do everything in their power to promote unsuccessful commodity money. That's why they love the Jewish-inspired Austrian school, which promotes private bank money, which ultimately ends up in Jewish hands. The Jews pretended their Bank of England money was all backed by gold, when actually it was a mix, but predominantly fiat. People bought it. Their shill, Adam Smith, helped them out by pretending that fiat money was not real money. Adam Smith hated the paper fiat money script, created by American colonial government that Benjamin Franklin and the successful colonists used. Karl Marx and the Austrian school also helped fool people into believing that fiat money was just made from thin air and would soon collapse. Their followers have been saying this for 200 years, and it still hasn't collapsed. The Jews had a second secret. Their secret was to buy politicians with the money they created and then blame government for the evils they were committing. This way they make sure that people will hate government instead of the Jews and won't let it regulate their banking crimes. Their third secret was to bribe Parliament, either through share distribution or other means, into borrowing the fiat money they created at interest, money that the government could have created itself for nothing. Since the invention of coin money by governments in 600 BC, all governments have had the sovereign power to create their own money debt-free. Along with a right to tax and make war, debt-free money creation is the most fundamental sovereign right of a nation. Jewry's fourth secret is to pretend the government issues money instead of them. It's really impossible because the government can't issue money and then have debt to itself. Most politicians and economists still think the government prints our money because the U.S. name is on it and it says federal. The final Jewish secret is to start wars and run up huge government debt to them. And by expanding and contracting credit, they run up the people's debt. Your mortgage and credit card makes you a slave to Jewish bankers. In 1913, the Jews bribed U.S. officials to set up the Federal Reserve to borrow fiat money from them, which we could have created ourselves for nothing. It's the biggest scam on earth. Immediately, they created the IRS and our entry into World War I to enslave us with debt and a tyrannical collection agency. America is a conquered nation. Jews are the victors. We constantly do evil for the Jews. We destroyed Iraq for Jewry's plan for a greater Israel. We want to topple Assad for them who protects Christians. And we've made Putin, a builder of Christian revival in Russia, our enemy, all for the Jews. How do we get out of this enslavement? Monetary reform. It's the mother of all reforms. Without it, all reforms are doomed. There's only one way. Do what the Jews most want us not to do, what they fear most. Taking back money creation by our national government. If we don't, Jews will remain in control.